he said that in astrophysics, I think Stephen Hawking said that if humans want to survive, we have to colonize outer space. Venus has a pretty much... Oh. We have to seek other worlds, even though, like, Venus, for example, has a terribly hot climate and an acidic acid rain that we would never be able to tolerate. But Stephen Hawking spoke with different scientists in different laboratories. He visited NASA with scientists that worked with artificial gravity to try to make it so that our muscles wouldn't atrophy with the difference in gravity. In Chile, they were working with oxygen and food in Mars so we could survive there. So this scientist is part of an initiative financed by a Russian that's seeking planets similar to the Earth in other solar systems and galaxies. This project is called Starshoot, with a kite that would travel 20% of the speed of light to Alpha Centauri. There's several Alpha Centauris. One of them has one of these stars is like our sun, one is a little colder, and another one that's closer to us, Proxima near Centauri. So there's this near Centauri B is water can exist there, a plant can have an atmosphere, and they think there can be life there. This system is 4 light years from the Earth, going at the speed that we mentioned, it would take 20 years to get there, something which is possible in a human lifetime. This Russian millionaire had a contest to figure out a way to get there. The winner will get $1 million. So Stephen Hawking is a client of this English business with the objective to be the first tour agency to outer space. And each trip is costs $250,000. And there's people on the waiting list. A South African, Elon Musk, who designs space rockets for NASA and works with Tesla Motors, which works on electric cars. He was in a conference, aeronautic conference, and he spoke about making humans a multi-planetary species was the title of his presentation. He spoke of the difficulties and possible solutions to be able to bring a group of colonists to Mars in the next 20 years. He argues that this trip is necessary because if we stay on Earth, we will face extinction eventually. These examples show that, as Moises said last year, in the powerful make use of our scientists for their own benefit, like a planet for them. The knowledge that they're using is a product of work of many people, but they, the powerful, are deciding how to use it. Science is giving them the means to do it. Have you ever thought that the world could be different? These people appear to be, are known for being very smart, but no one mentions the reason for this possible extinction. It's not because of a meteor or a ET, an outer space people. It's the capitalist system. And the solution won't come from outside. It won't be conquering space that will take away capitalism. We who suffer capitalism have to take away capitalism. While it's true that a lot of science and technology done today serves the powerful, science and technology doesn't necessarily imply that it will be used for the powerful, the rich. Meanwhile, here below, the Zapatistas ask us to think about a different world. We we're trying to confront the wall. And astronomy is an observational science. Someone, the scientist, looks through the wall and sees light through some kind of spectroscope. And the scientist looks, gets all the information they can from this to deduce what some other planet might be like. In the world after the, on the other side of this wall, everyone can see the stars and understand them. Their science will be used to understand traditional knowledge and enrich it. And we can all learn about this if we want to. Science will be on the side of life. It will have to organize with other sciences and other struggles. Some people will have to leave aside their telescope and computer to walk with the other people. They will be able to observe what science, what the path science is going to take in the Zapatista communities. They'll have to learn to play with ball with the Zapatistas, accompany them with what they do with the struggles from below. For example, with Marichuy, the Indigenous National Congress candidate for presidency. In this way, we can make other possible worlds. This is the way the spectroscope can intuit other worlds on the other side of the wall.